Hello, I'm Neil Hughes Hutchings, Head of Health and Safety at After Athena Limited. I am back for another edition of my podcast. If you are unfamiliar with the format of my podcasts and blogs, then as a reminder, their purpose is to act as a starter topic for further discussion within your organisation, to assist with improving compliance, and to allow workers to understand the specific topic being discussed. This month, I'm going to discuss temperature in the workplace. Of late, we have been experiencing some extreme temperatures. Let us first look at what thermal comfort is. Thermal comfort is based on one's own perception. So one person's thermal comfort can be another person's thermal discomfort. There are many factors that can affect thermal comfort, such as external environmental conditions, ventilation and heat sources, how physically demanding the work is, clothing and personal preference. So what does the law say about workplace temperature? We can look to Regulation 7.1 of the Workplace Health, Safety and Welfare Regulations 1992, which states that during working hours, the temperature in all workplaces inside buildings shall be reasonable. We can also look to the Approved Code of Practice L24, which expands on the above and details that the temperature of a workplace should normally be at least 16 degrees Celsius. It goes on to say, if work involves rigorous physical effort, the temperature should be at least 13 degrees Celsius. There are many ways that employees can help to keep themselves cool whilst at work. These may include switching on air conditioning or fans to keep workplaces comfortable, using blinds or curtains to block sunlight. Staff working outside must wear appropriate clothes and use sunscreen to protect them from sunburn. Employees should be encouraged to stay hydrated. As an employer, you must provide your staff with suitable drinking water in the workplace. You should advise your staff to drink plenty of water throughout the day to prevent dehydration. As an employer working in the care sector, please remember that public transport such as buses and trains can be affected by the hot weather. This could affect your employees' attendance and their ability to arrive at work on time. You should advise your staff to check timetables and services in advance and to speak to you if they become aware of any problems. Consider any vulnerable workers you may have. Some of your staff may be more adversely affected by the hot weather. For example, expectant mothers, the elderly, or those on some medications. You may wish to implement more frequent rest breaks, provide fans or portable air conditioning units if the existing ventilation is not adequate. Although you are not under any obligation to relax your dress code or uniform requirements during extreme hot weather, it may be advisable to relax the rules for wearing ties and suits, for example. Reasonable adjustments that you can make during times of extreme heat could include the following. You could introduce flexible working patterns, such as job rotation, moving workers to cooler parts of the building where possible. You could allow enough breaks to allow workers to get cold drinks or cool down. You could relax formal dress codes, but make sure personal protective equipment is used if required. It is also prudent to consider personal protective equipment, or PPE, as it is commonly known. During times of extreme heat, PPE can reduce the body's ability to evaporate sweat and can lead to an increase in body heat. You can encourage workers to remove PPE immediately after it is needed. This should prevent any heat retained in their clothing from continuing to heat them. PPE may prevent workers removing clothing in case it exposes them to the hazard it is protecting them from. Where PPE is required, it could cause heat stress. This can be due to its weight and the fact that it prevents sweat evaporating from the skin. In these conditions, employers should make reasonable adjustments such as allow slower work rates. Rotate staff out of this environment on a more frequent basis. Allow longer recovery times. Provide facilities for PPE so it can be dried and worn again. Consider scheduling work to cooler times of the day. Review your risk assessment to see if automated or alternative systems of work can be introduced. Re-evaluate your equipment as newer PPE may be lighter and provide improved levels of protection and operator comfort. It is important to make sure your employees continue to wear PPE correctly despite workplace temperatures. I thank you for listening and goodbye.